From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you on this Tuesday edition of the Living Truth program as we continue the study that we began yesterday, which is simply this: how to be a triumphant Christian. How to be a triumphant Christian. May I ask you directly today, are you a triumphant Christian? Have you trusted Jesus Christ as Savior and now you are living for Him victoriously? Well, certainly that is God's desire for every Christian. And yet, as being a pastor for over 45 years, I know that there are many, many Christians who really struggle in their Christian life. I've seen people, once they come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, they just soar, as it were, onto great spiritual victories. But then on the other hand, I've seen people come to the Lord Jesus and they've just never been able to gain complete victory in their life, and certainly they would not be considered a triumphant Christian. What about you? Number one, you need to make sure that you're saved. And we talked about that yesterday, because the foundational factor of making certain that you are living the Christian life effectively and triumphantly is making sure that you're saved. And we talked about that yesterday. Certainly, you and I, none of us could be a triumphant Christian if we weren't first and foremost a Christian. That makes a lot of sense, does it not? Indeed. So make sure that you are a born-again person, that you are a Christian, that you've experienced salvation because you've trusted Jesus Christ alone as your Savior. Today, we're going to continue by looking at another very, very significant element in triumphant Christianity, and that is to be certain to yield to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. To be certain to yield to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Let me ask you a simple question today, and that is this: who is it that guides your life? Now be honest. Who is it that directs you throughout the storms of life, the victories of life, the difficulties of life? Who is it that leads you throughout the days of your life? Is it you? Is it your spouse? Is it somebody else? Could it be your desires? Could it be your lusts? Could it be your temptations? What is it that drives your life? Now, you're saved, you say. You're born again. You don't doubt that. And you know that if Jesus Christ would have come yesterday, you would be with the Lord today. But who is controlling your life? Good question. You know, God did not save us for us to live any old way that we want to live. You know, I believe in eternal security. To use another expression, that means once saved, always saved. And I believe that because the Bible teaches it. You know, I was brought up in a church where many people thought that you could lose your salvation. And I can remember that shortly after I surrendered to the Lord to preach, that my Sunday school class teacher asked me if I would write a paper on, listen to this, how one can lose his salvation. Well, thinking that I could lose my salvation, I set out to write that paper. But in the process of writing that paper, I found out that I cannot lose my salvation because that's what the Bible teaches. For instance, over in the Gospel of John chapter 10, Jesus is speaking in verses 27 through 30, and he says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." Now, if you question the concept of eternal security, I would love for you to take some time to meditate on those four verses. John chapter 10, verse 27, 28, 29, and 30. Because they teach the fact that once we trust Christ as Savior, we are in the hand of God. We are in the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are in the hand of God the Father, and nobody can pluck us out of God's hand. The devil can't do it. You can't do it yourself. No one can do it. I remember a number of years ago talking to a person about eternal security, and he said, "Yes, I realize that somebody else cannot pluck me out of my Father's hand, but I can jump out." My response to that was, for crying out loud, you know, "What do you think you are?" It says, "No man is able to pluck them out of my hand." What do you think you are? Aren't you a person? Aren't you a human being? The fact of the matter is, once we have trusted Christ as Savior, we are eternally secured. Now, there are those who claim that those of us who believe in eternal security think that once you're saved, you can live any kind of a life that you want to live and still go to heaven. Well, my Bible does not teach that. My Bible teaches that once we are saved, the true born-again believer has the desire to live for the Lord. Eternal security is not a license to sin. And yet we find that there are many people who struggle in the Christian life. Why is that the case? It is simply because of the fact that they've not yielded to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. There is one true Lord. His name is Jesus. Over in the Word of God, in 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 6, it says, "But to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him." What a tremendous verse that is. It's teaching us that there is one Lord. His name is Jesus. And really, everything that we are and everything that we have, everything that we have is in and through him. He is Lord. We often sing that chorus, "He is Lord. He is risen from the grave, and he is Lord." He indeed is Lord. Now, you see, Jesus is both Savior and Lord. To be Savior means that he saves us from sin. To be Lord means that he has the rightful ownership to our lives. Back in the book of Ephesians, in the 6th chapter, we find that this concept of the Lord Jesus being Lord is brought out again, where it says in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 5 that there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And I might put it this way, there is one true Lord, and his name is Jesus. Now follow me on this, if you would please. Yesterday, I mentioned that if a person wants to be a triumphant Christian, if you want to be a triumphant Christian, you need to be certain of your salvation. That's the foundational factor of living the triumphant Christian life. Now, today we're talking about yielding to the Lordship of Christ. That's the controlling factor of living the triumphant Christian life. The fact of the matter is, you and I who are saved need to allow the Lord to control our lives. We need to allow him to be the master of our lives. We need to come to him daily and say, as Saul did the day that he got saved on the Damascus Road there in Acts chapter 9 and verse 6, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" And so I ask you today, who is the Lord of your life? Now listen to me carefully, beloved. Every now and then you'll hear somebody say, "It's important to make Jesus Lord of your life." Have you ever heard that? It's important to make Jesus the Lord of your life. Now listen to me carefully. Jesus is already Lord. Whether you accept him as the Lord of your life or not, whether you submit to his lordship or not, he already is Lord. You can't make him the Lord of your life, but you must, if you want to live the victorious Christian life, and if you want to live in obedience to Jesus Christ, you must allow him to be the Lord of your life. Which means you allow him to control you. You allow him to direct you. You'll say to him daily, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do today? If you've never yet yielded to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, then you're going to be struggling in your Christian life because the devil is there. He would like to control your life. The world, the flesh is there to try to control your life. Other people, places, and things are all around you to control your life. Your own inner self would like to rise up and control your life. But if you want to be the victorious Christian that God wants you to be, then allow the Lord to control your life. And the way to do that is simply to say no to sin and self and yes to the Word of God. And when you and I say no to sin and self and yes to the Word of God, then Jesus takes control of our life as the master of our life, and the result will be a triumphant Christian life. So, who's controlling your life today? Let it be the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the controlling factor in having a triumphant Christian life. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow we will look at another component in living the triumphant Christian life. I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, or Jesus could come again today. Indeed, the best is yet to come. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.